You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Any friends, etc., spending more than 30 minutes at the dwelling will need to pay rent.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Oh, how we laugh. Hi, Celine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, what a time. What a time to be alive, eh? It's all going on in the world, and it's all going on for the BFM listeners.
It is. It is indeed.
Lots is happening in the renting scape out there. We've got someone who's obviously had a party at their house. They've texted us, if you get a noise complaint in a suburban home, does it go to your landlord?
So this is good to know, and it's one of those tricky things that's actually dependent on your local council policy. So it depends how they use their noise complaints, how that works. But I'm not entirely clear on kind of what those different options or policies might be, so I would look that up yourself. It's tricky as well because I think in looking up things around noise complaints, often it's very much designed in terms of how can you tell your neighbours who are renters, how can you tell their landlord that they're too noisy? So it's very much set up to help that situation,
right,
as opposed to helping you understand what your rights are there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
System change. What else have we got here, Stella?
Someone said our hot water cylinder runs out of hot water after like 2 minutes of a hot shower. First time renting. Is that normal or something I can complain about? Or is it just a condition of the house?
I guess this is the thing about first time renting too. You're never quite sure what's okay, what's normal. So it's really good to ask, good to check with other friends that have rented longer. But one of the stipulations of landlord's responsibility in New Zealand anyway is that they need to provide a way to cook food and heat water. Right. So they're doing that to some degree, but that doesn't feel like to enough of a degree, in my opinion. So I would definitely follow up with them about that in good faith, I guess, and then really go from there. But it feels like that's not to the capacity in which you should have hot water. Sorry to talk about myself, but my hot water cylinder is still leaking. And we've had a plumber come and look at it, and he said that he's never seen one older than it.
Oh, my God.
Congrats.
And they think it was strapped to the foundations of the apartment when they built them in the 30s.
So, wow.
So just pray for me.
Delightful.
Thoughts and prayers, Celine.
Yeah, please.
We've got someone who has a mouldy ceiling in their flat. This person says, hey, bathroom ceiling gets periodically very mouldy. We wipe it down. We do have an extractor fan in there, but our landlord gave us a bit of grief for it in our last property inspection. What's the balance of responsibility here? I get that he's technically done what he's supposed to do here, but it is also a bathroom in an old villa. Any tips?
Yeah, this is a tricky one. I think, again, the mould thing is very much framed by tenancy services as this kind of shared responsibility. So often the onus then is on the tenant to make sure there's no mould. But if it's kind of doesn't have the facilities that allow that to happen, then I would, I guess, hold your ground a little bit. Try and have a conversation about how maybe they could change something that then would allow you to do that better. But I know that this is often a kind of really common complaint. So I don't have any great advice really, other than I guess just try and talk to them about sometimes it's good to appeal to the sense of humanity, but also the structural integrity of their investment.
Yes, love to put that one in there, eh?
It does help, yeah.
It's obviously a way people are coping with the winter at the moment, because we have another party question coming in. What is this one, Stella?
Is a party breaching a lease if the lease says we can't, quote, disturb the neighbours? How strict is that particular condition, and is it a normal part of a lease? A lot of freshers flirting for the first time.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's going back to this main thing, which seems to be how a